We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right. Kennedy, good morning.
Hi.
Annie.
I can't hear anything.
You can't?
Well, no.
That's everything. So I can hear everything.
Oh. We're good.
You good?
Yeah.
You had it turned down?
I did.
Okay. She's a mess this morning.
I'm having a tough
time. Y'all.
I'm having a tough time.
Producer Dan?
Yo.
Hey, buddy.
Hi. I'm thriving.
Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. And if you would, please leave us a review. We are almost at 50 reviews. We are halfway to the goal, Kennedy.
Really?
I'm trying to get us to 100 reviews. And so what happens is you can go in there, leave a five-star review. Yes, I am asking for a five-star review, please.
Yeah.
We would appreciate that
yes.
very much. And on the Unfiltered After Show podcast, we each bring a topic and nobody else on the show knows what's coming. And then we discuss. Kennedy, as always, ladies first.
Okay, so it's happened to me this morning in the in the kitchen.
Yes.
So we have one of those kind of fancier coffee makers where it has a little touch screen and you can have everything from hot cocoa.
You are underselling this. I would call this the greatest coffee machine at work that anybody has ever had, short of having an actual barista.
It's a nice one. You know, but again, you can have lattes
amazing.
Or mochaccinos or all sorts of
you
things.
You can also pick Starbucks or Dunks.
So there's that.
We are spoiled when it comes to our coffee.
What
now.
Comes along with that is, so the machine in general has lots of parts and things that have to be filled up, you
yep.
see. Mm-hmm. And this morning I walked in and all of the powders needed refilling.
Oh, that
and
sucks.
No, Carson.
Oh, okay.
I've never been so happy in my whole life.
Why is that?
Because I love filling up the powders.
Oh, okay.
You're a weird cat.
I am. That's the point of my story today.
Okay.
Like, what is the one little thing? And there's somebody in the building who does this and is
right.
clearly on top of it because they're always full.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. I'll look and I go, ooh.
I just want to do it.
Like, I want to order three lattes so I can refill them a little milk.
I just love that mm-hmm. that's satisfying to
it's
you.
It's so satisfying. Like
oddly satisfying.
Fixing the printer. Mm-hmm. Like, if the printer jams, which it does almost every time you try and print, mm-hmm. I love to go and fix the printer. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
The goddamn ink. You always have to have what? Like, cyan or whatever the stupid color is?
No, we always get a fuse jam over here. Oh. So.
I think your brain can be scattered sometimes, so you love, like, the mundane of the clerical work.
I love mundane, like, data entry, I could do that all day long.
Ugh.
So what is like the one thing that you love to do that other people look at you and go, you're a weird cat?
I love to clean our dining room table.
It's a glass, right?
It's a glass top table. And I make Lana order us a special glass cleaner from a supply company. It's not just your normal stuff that you would get at the grocery store. It's industrial strength. And I ask Lana, I probably clean that thing three times a day.
Wow.
And I just
are you the same with your phone screen? Can you not stand a fingerprint on that as well?
Yeah, my computer
screen. Is it like
glassy surfaces? I mean, it's a little dirty right now, but yes, I like to keep my computer screen clean and my phone screen. But there is something that is just, when I'm cleaning that glass top table and the streaks start to fade away and you can see through and there's no fingerprints.
And then Barrett comes and does his schoolwork.
Oh, my yep. gosh.
Peanut butter and jelly.
And I cuss Atlanta all the time about buying a glass top.
You don't cuss.
Well, I cuss in my head.
It's like I haven't heard you swear in I don't even know how long. Yes. The closest you get is Schitt's Creek. That's it.
That's true.
Facts.
I have two. I love organizing the fridge. It brings me such joy to have things in the spot that I feel like they should be.
Okay.
I'm pretty good with fitting a bunch of things into a small space. You know, I don't know what that term would be. And I also love folding laundry. I love it. I've talked about this before. I just think it's the best thing ever. Mm. It brings me such joy.
Dan?
Nothing's immediately springing to mind, but I guess I don't mind mowing the lawn.
Huh.
It's a riding mower, though. If it was a walker, I'd be like, fuck that.
Vacuuming, too, when you can leave the lines asymmetrical.
I hate vacuuming.
Carpets. I haven't had carpets in long enough.
Yeah, we don't. It's mostly... Mm-hmm. All right, I want to talk to you about our lives and how they are under video camera surveillance pretty much 24/7. And I want to commit a crime, but I'm afraid of getting caught because of a video camera.
Okay.
So, we have, you know, I live in Charlestown in the city, so parking is at a premium.
It
and
is.
I talk about parking a lot
it's
because it is,
it
is right. And so there used to be a couple of parking spots right near my house. And so there was a parking sign there, right? And it said no parking, and it had the double red arrow. But at some point, and I think the city did this, they whited out the right side of the arrow with like their industrial white tape. And so there was parking from this sign back to the curb.
So you got a spot.
So there were two spots there, and which was fantastic. And so probably about 2 or 3 months ago, I parked there, and I get a ticket. And I'm like, why did I? We've been parking here for, you know, 8 years. And I look at the sign, and the now that white strip that has been on there for 8 years is gone. And it's just no parking with a double arrow. So they've changed this now. From parking to no parking.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we have lost two spots, which is like 20% of the parking when two spots go away. It's ridiculous. So I started noticing that you could probably remove that sign pretty quickly. Right?
Nobody. The entire sign?
Yeah.
Like, do you honestly not believe that the people who are tasked with surveilling that area
they would.
As parking attendants know?
No.
Of course they do.
No, they would just be gone. And the
no,
park,
that's
the
not
parking,
how that works.
Yeah, the parking attendant wouldn't know if a sign came or went. They wouldn't care. They're just there to write a ticket if they see somebody.
Yeah, but they know the spots. They know the hot spots
right.
You see. Plus, the parking on your street, you guys are also 311 worthy that, you know,
mm-hmm.
they know
but
your street is a hot spot.
This is on a main street, though. It's not on one of the side streets. But I know there's cameras everywhere.
There is.
You know, I mean.
That's a felony. Just don't even.
It's a felony?
I would
imagine so. If you steal
a
street sign, right?
Okay, I'm not going to steal.
That's a federal thing.
I'm not going to steal the street sign.
Are you going to leave it on the ground?
I'll mail it back to them. They'll just have to figure out where it came from.
What if you get a new sign and you just kind of put it over it?
Or what if you just realize you live in the city and tough shit? That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
That too.
I Googled it. Sign theft is a misdemeanor. You're fine.
All
thank
right.
you, Dan.
There we go.
Okay, so just wait till. Oh, do it when you're coming into work. It's pitch black and nobody's up.
Mm.
Yeah, pull up your very recognizable white Jeep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And your very recognizable tall bald self.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're not very stealth. You're kind of clumsy.
Yeah.
So I don't know how this.
Your
is
profile
go.
Is mad arrestable.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna need
the 6'3" bald guy in the white Jeep with no top.
Okay, I'm gonna need it.
You know that guy that's been writing notes and putting them in people's cars, asking them to pull up so that there's more spots available. Well, he finally went and did it.
I'm just thinking. My thought process is each day I went by, and so it's got some bolts on the back of it.
You just pop one off at a time.
Carson,
just like one crank, and then keep going.
I don't know why you're working harder, not smarter. Because all you need, Carson. Is white tape.
I thought about that as well, but then they would see that it's obvious that somebody did that.
But you say that they don't even know if the sign exists or not, so if it changed back, then they would just assume that the city changed it back.
Yeah, I would think if the sign disappeared, they would just think the city removed it.
The city put the tape on it to begin with.
Yeah, I believe so.
So how would they know the difference if they don't pay attention?
I don't know.
All right.
Cover it with white tape and put like smiley faces on it or something. So they're really confused.
Quote Dan, parking is a construct. Laws are a construct.
Laws are guidelines, really, Kennedy.
So I need a big jacket.
So I
need a hoodie, a hat, somebody else's car. I mean, I could walk.
You need to do something to change your height.
If you pay me, I'll do it.
Really?
Yeah.
How much will that cost me? Misdemeanor?
$100.
Really?
Yeah.
Done.
Okay. Cool. I probably can't reach it, though. Do you have a step stool?
Annie, I hope you outsource that.
Of course I'm going to.
You know a guy?
I know a couple.
Her union guys are like, let me do it, Annie Dow!
You probably know a union guy that works for like the people that put up the signs.
100%.
So you just have him go by and say, hey, remove that sign.
Bingo.
Best $100 you ever spent, Carson.
Anyway. All right. There was no question in there. I just want to commit a crime,
that's
and
okay.
I wanted your help.
I just want to commit a crime.
We're here to aid and abet.
In my experience, crimes can be fun.
Crime pays.
Crime pays.
Depends on the crime.
Well, someone else has to pay to get you out of jail. So.
Yeah,
it's a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't nothing but a thing.
Would I lose my seat on the Charleston Neighborhood Council, 100%. You think?
Oh, the scandal.
The scandal.
That's piping hot. You need to now. Stir it up a little bit.
All of Carson's political ambitions gone in a single twist of a bolt.
But we got two more parking spots.
Hey. You can just
I am
see
a man of the people.
In his documentary, When Carson Went Down the Wrong Path, and it's just him cranking the sign.
All right. Man on the street interviews. Carson gave us back two spots. I don't care how the fuck he did it.
Man of the people.
All right, what you got, Annie?
So I was talking to one of my buddies the other day about the weird way your relationship started. And Rob asked me to be his girlfriend. So the night before, I got a little intoxicated. And by a little, I mean I was very intoxicated. And he had told me he was not registered to vote. Voting is very important to me.
And he's how old again?
He's 28 years old.
Good God.
Voting is very important to me. I grew up in a household. You know, my mom was part of national conventions. It was very, very important in my house. And I went into a 45-minute tirade about voting and how it is the most.
Did you scream white privilege at him? Because
it was the most important thing you can do as an American citizen.
How blacked out were you?
It makes me so angry.
Yeah, like, it just...
I just don't know how you do that,
I don't understand.
I digress. We love Robin, that's fine.
Absolutely.
We love him, but you deserve the gout.
Now he's registered.
That's the gout talking.
That's right.
He's registered, he has his mail-in ballot.
Let's
things are moving. But, I was blackout, and I'm screaming at this poor kid, like screaming for 45 minutes.
Obama fought for change?
Legit. I was like, I cried the first time I voted. How dare you? Screaming.
There are people who run through hail of bullets in other countries to vote.
Screaming. And the next morning, he's like, yeah, I think I want you to be my girlfriend. I was like, really? Are you sure after that escapade? Okay, then that's real love right there.
No one's ever yelled at me for 45 minutes before.
No one's ever asked me to be their girlfriend.
Did you have to check yes or no? Oh, no, he doesn't vote.
Slid the note right on over. And my buddy told me he was out at a bar, and which Coogan's dollar drafts will get the best of you. And he went up to this girl that he thought was the girl he was hooking up with, ended up not being, and he kissed her on the cheek. So kissed the wrong girl on the cheek. The girl that he was hooking up with ended up slapping him. But that night they became boyfriend and girlfriend. So I want to know the weird story about how your relationship started.
Okay, well, I had volunteered to run sound at a
Stop
musical.
It.
Oh, not ours.
She didn't say romantic relationship.
That she did not.
I'm going to say romantic relationship.
So one of the first times, I'll go with me and Lana. And when me and Lana, one of the first times we really I think I may have kissed her that night, but it was Halloween.
Yeah.
So she was sexy firefighter.
Because of course she was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was dancing on this particular bar. It had some devilish name. I'll think of it here in a minute, but
the devil's trying.
No, it's Dark Side.
Does Brett Kavanaugh go there?
Yeah, it's called the Dark Side.
It was a beer
the
game.
Dark Side.
Yeah, the Dark Side, and it was just like devil themed, you know, dive bar, not dive bar, but dark. It was dark, and they had cages on the bar.
Jesus.
And girls would get up there and dance inside the cages. No, it was for the customers. They didn't pay anybody. You just got the girls that went there.
Oh, a volunteer.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. So you get vodka Red Bulls in you, and you know, next thing you know, you're in your sexy firefighter costume.
I would
100%. And you're dancing dancing in a cage. And I was like, wow, there's something there. I like this. It's making me tingly.
Me likey.
Yes.
Me likey.
I am tingling.
No can remember words. Ooga booga. I am still a caveman.
Yep, that's pretty much what happened.
That happens.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Annie, pretty much every relationship I've ever been in kind of goes like this. Two dates. You're moving in, right? So that's how my relationships go from point A to point B.
You know, I really do respect your game and just how you jump in 2 feet.
If you're going to go,
absolutely.
Don't fuck around. Just do it. And then you end up broken sad. But anyway, follow my advice, kids. Woo!
Hold on. Let me play my lizard horn.
All right.
Mine actually involves Kennedy.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Kennedy was the liaison.
She was the middleman. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was November of 2018 or October or whatever. And me and Kennedy went to a play. I forget what play it was, but beforehand, we were at the TAM getting hammered. Because that's what you do before plays.
That's vibes, baby.
Back when you go to cash-only bars. Let's go!
And I had like 2 Jameson gingers in my hand. And Kennedy put me on her Instagram story because I was dancing or doing something stupid. And then some girl was like, hey, is that Dan? Because I didn't have an Instagram. Because he's single. And Kennedy didn't even ask me or say anything to me. She just slid all of my information to this random stranger.
That's what you do. That's what you do.
I did my best Carson impersonation that day, I think.
I'm here for it.
And that person ended up being Brittany, and we've been together since.
I love.
We stand.
It goes down in the DM.
Do I stand or ship?
Ship.
Thank you. I ship.
Yeah, it's weird. Because she listens to the show like long before we ever started dating.
Right. Mm. So she knew like, your whole life.
Her relationship to this show is longer than her relationship to me.
I love it.
All right, Dan, what you got for the podcast?
I was talking to Annie about this briefly 20 minutes ago, but Cardi B posted a picture on Instagram that was just a picture of a beautiful, delicious-looking, fresh-baked chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
And on top of it, it was covered in Heinz ketchup.
Oh, my God. I'm nauseous.
Why?
And because that's how she ate that night.
Oh.
She posts a lot about ketchup.
Like she covered a freshly baked cookie, drenched it in ketchup.
She posted a picture of the McDonald's French fry large cup with all the ketchup inside of that and then the little white cup with two French fries in it.
If you put your ketchup all over your fries and not on the side, you're a psychopath.
Serial killer.
So what soggy fries?
So A, would you eat ketchup on your cookie? Would you try it?
Yes, I'd try it.
Maybe she's onto something.
Yep. Yeah, I would try it.
No,
you're wrong about ketchup on the fries, too. It depends on the fry, because some fries are heartier than others.
No.
And you can
slather them.
If you're going for the thick, crinkle-cut fry, you can smother them in ketchup, and they still stand strong.
No, why would you want that all over your fingers?
You use a fork, Savage.
You eat your fries with a fork? How pretentious can you be?
What are you talking? If they're the big crinkly and they're covered in ketchup, no, you don't want it all
if
over your hands.
I never saw someone eating fries with a fork.
Well, you haven't had really good, large, crinkly
Dan,
fries.
Mm-hmm. I would try anything once and twice if it's fun.
Yeah. I'm bringing ketchup and cookies to the after
I'll
show
try
on
it.
Monday.
All right.
Let's go.
Amen.
And the comments under her Instagram were wild.
I know. People,
people
are
were threatening to call the police. People are like, oh, no, Offset knocked her up again.
Are these home-baked cookies or what brand? Does it matter?
They look good.
They do.
I'm just trying to think what would be the reasoning of putting the two together.
Unless she's pregnant.
Like I said, she was doing a ketchup thing. There was a whole lot of ketchup happening.
She always posts weird shit on Instagram.
Do you guys have any weird food combinations you eat?
Pickles and Oreos are delicious.
Together?
That scares me.
Put one on top of the other, try it, but don't at me until you've tried it.
That really scares me.
Oh, I'm going to at you without trying it.
I don't do it like all the time because I don't have Oreos in my house, like really. But
double stuff or the regulars?
Don't matter.
Are you a savage? It does matter. It's double stuff every day, all day.
I don't like double
Those
stuff.
Thin ones are stupid.
Double stuff
Why would
much.
You have regular Oreos?
Okay, let's not act like regular Oreos aren't fire.
Right.
What are you talking about? They're garbage.
I like all Oreos.
I put mayonnaise on my French fries.
You're very German.
What?
Yeah, that's not terrible.
Some people think I'm weird.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Wheat thins and cream cheese is my favorite.
That's just delicious.
So bomb. Yeah. So bomb.
I just eat whatever, so I don't care.
Mm. Whatever do I eat that's weird? I don't know.
Pickles and Oreos is weird.
Mm. Try it.
I don't really want
to. It's like the first time you have a pickleback shot. You're like, that's disgusting. And then you're like, that was delicious.
Remember the morning we did pickleback
shots?
Sure
enough. They were delicious. Maybe I just like pickles more than the average bear.
I think that's it.
Pickleback shot right there.
Blackout. I could day drink today.
J-Mo.
Blackout drunk.
Blackout right now?
Mm.
Am I?
No. I'm just saying.
I was like, no.
Thinking about it.
Thinking about getting blackout?
Mm-hmm.
You should.
No, I was saying
you. Blackout.
Me?
Yeah.
It was.
Before Barrett was born?
It was no.
No.
It was in Cambridge here at the festival.
Oh, Boston Calling.
Boston Calling.
You were like sitting in the middle of a field. You were wasted.
I forgot about that.
It was like 3-4 years ago.
So good.
Ah, God, maybe a couple more. Yeah, maybe four.
Tool.
Tool. Do it
Tool.
To you. Imagine that's the last time you blacked out without a Tool concert.
I know. Oh. Look it. You get older, it's harder and harder to find the time, Annie. It's okay.
It's true.
Well, all the street team kids were out there, and they were all had their vape pens because it had just, you know, was legal and it was in public. And
so what, you were hitting vape pens?
Are you blaming peer pressure?
No, it wasn't peer pressure at all. It's like, give me that, rookie.
Rookie.
I got sneakers older than you.
I've been vape penning since before there were vape pens. Wait, that doesn't make sense.
I've been vape penning.
Then he goes, oh, wow, marijuana's changed.
I've made a mistake.
They really enhanced this. This isn't that dirt Mexican weed.
Where are the sticks and stems?
This stuff my mom had back in the day does not compare.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.